Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Chicago, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame and having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is one of the top experts on small business technology in the galaxy. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, tell us how we can find you online.
Thank you, Jim. SmallBizBizTechnology.com. And Jim, am I the top person on technology in the world or in the galaxy?
It's in the galaxy now. I've recently got the report in on that. That's just coming. So congratulations, Ramon. I was talking earlier to Christina Cavanaugh about email and the validity, how email continues to be valid and how it's probably going to last. But it's also part of the technology wave that we've experienced in the last 15 years that creates something that I know you've been thinking about a lot lately, and that's information overload. What is information overload?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just simply when there's so much information you're producing, so much information you're receiving, and you find it hard to make sense of it, and especially how either to find it later on or how it can be useful for your business. And this came in my mind, Jim. I was with my photographer yesterday, and this is a simple issue, but imagine businesses that have 10 employees or 2 employees or just solo entrepreneurs. And he said, Ramon, I can't manage my contacts. He said, I have contacts on Twitter now. I have Facebook. I have LinkedIn. I have the business cards here. I can't make sense of it all. Yeah. I don't know. I met Jim at a cocktail party. Then I don't know if he's a client. I don't know if he's just a good customer.
Right.
It's too much. And that was his struggle. So I think technology can help with it. But it's more of a whining, you know, that we just have too much going on.
Yeah. Well, is that valid? I mean, do we have to just decide, you know, I mean, I'll give you an example. I use Twitter. I use Facebook. I don't really, I use it more, though, for my business than I do for my personal.
I mean,
if you send me something on Facebook, I'll receive it because it'll send me an email to tell me that you did that.
Right.
But I'm not going to write you back on Facebook probably. I'm probably going to send you an email back.
Right. No, I agree. The same with me. And I think the solution, though, is that I know for me is that I try really, really hard, Jim, especially for things that I receive, to one, deal with it quickly, and two, make sure I sort it and write notes. For example, business cards. You know, I may get 200 business cards after a speech. You know, you speak, you know how it is. You get a lot of cards. That I already asked permission. I scan them all in. That goes to my email newsletter.
Yep.
Done.
Yep.
Now, as far as Facebook, as you said, I train my audience. If you need to reach me for business, email me.
Right.
Facebook is not something I use to chat and communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's a matter of training also your customers, your clients, how to communicate with you. On the other hand, let's admit it, Jim, if you're a shoe salesman or you're selling car parts somewhere, if your customers are contacting you the way they want,
you have to
you
do that. That's different. See, now customers are different. Customers get whatever they want.
Right. But I think that is the challenge.
I have a customer who likes to communicate over Twitter. Guess what? I communicate with him over Twitter.
Of course. Right. And I think that going back to the technology side, I know Plaxo, PLAXO, which you may have used before. I think it's a pretty interesting tool for those who really have all these contacts between Gmail, LinkedIn, and all these things.
How does it work?
That's one tool. Well, what it does is it goes behind the scenes and grabs all these address books. Then Plaxo has its own address book that it brings them together in. Then, last but not least, you can synchronize them all together. So you can have Outlook, and it will take all those addresses and bring them to Outlook. If you change it on Outlook, it will then synchronize it back to Facebook.
Huh.
So it's pretty intuitive and it keeps everything kind of centralized.
I've never used that before. What's it? Say, spell it again.
Sure. PLAXO. Plaxo.
Okay.
And they have a free version.
Is it Plaxo.com?
Paid version. Yes, Plaxo.com. That's right.
And so it coordinates everything. So wherever you are, whatever contact information you have about anybody, whatever device you're on, it has it there.
That is correct. And it's really nice. Because if you want to use Yahoo as your contact list, it will then synchronize everything to Yahoo. If you want to use Outlook, it'll synchronize it all
down. See, I do that. We do that with Google and Outlook.
Right, right.
We synchronize it with Google and Outlook, but I've not tried to do all the other stuff with it yet.
Right. Glaxo hopes you do that. Also, BatchBlue is pretty good.
But that's that's contact overload. That's not information overload.
No, you're right. It is contacts, but you can also access now, if I click on Jim's name, I can also see your social media feeds, and it also synchronizes to Google. It's not perfect, but, you know, it's in that, it's trying to do something there.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is the way to solve being inundated by technology is another piece of technology. Is that what you're saying?
That's point one. And also, I think as it comes in, really being better organizers. I've seen some people's computers, as you may have seen, everything is in my documents folder. Or they don't have a good search tool. Now, with Windows 7, of course, I think Windows 7 is a pretty good search tool. Mm-hmm. But I think part of it is being careful how you store the things. Store things by date. Store things by subject. Put keywords in there. Especially if you receive a lot of information, because once you throw it in your digital bag, you're never going to find it.
Right.
Unless you're disciplined to store it well. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, using technology to find it easier.
Right, right. Exactly.
And that's what I do. I find it works quite, quite well.
Well, I have not used Plaxo. I'm going to make a note of that and take a look at that. But mainly, I think one thing you got to do is you got to decide, okay, what am I comfortable with? What can I be successful with? And stick to that, except for customers. And customer expectations get filled 100%, don't they?
Right. No, that's for sure. And I think that what I found also is that for some businesses, the information overload also chokes out those relevant or those important customer queries. And that's also a problem, I think, with information overload.
Right.
You have all this information coming in. You miss that one person who said, can I hire you to photograph my event next week?
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Ramon. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend, Ramon Ray. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.